Well, I mean, there's a lot to be into all that too, you know, because I mean, we go, man, we travel, or we don't travel, but we got places all over half the United States. So I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of vehicles involved. I don't know what it cost them when they put this Samsona in the truck, you know. I mean, I can imagine if this thing costed $100-$200, that'd be a lot of money company wide, you know.
We got applications that run worldwide. Some of them are running in China and Europe and stuff, so it does add up.
Hey, there's a truck driver beside of me. Just turned off 101, or off 85 on the 101, headed back toward, like he headed to Woodruff, back that way. And that joker, man, was making all the wheels on that truck spin coming around the curve back there. I kept hearing something squealing beside of me. I'm like, man, what is that? And that truck driver, he was changing gears so fast that the tires were squealing.
Or YQK. Okay. Hope that never runs into the guy on the road. I got one guy upset. I think it was in, I figure we'd say it was the next thing below Pennsylvania. Truck coming down a hill out of total control. It's like he didn't kill anybody. He went off into the middle lane and back onto the road. He got control at the very last minute. He was going way too fast coming down the hill.
UBG. Yeah, roger. There's a lot of truck drivers out there like it, man. This one right here, he was speeding down 85 and everything a while ago. It's Quality Logistics, truck driver. You know, I don't know, man. It just kills me to see the way people drive. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like it used to be. It's like everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere. And they don't care who they have to take out to get there.
Well, when I go camping and stuff or traveling, I try to do the side roads, not the major highways. Try to hit the back roads as much as possible because I'm not in a hurry to get to the destination. It's more about the travel. And you see more stuff when you're off the highway.
Well, that's why I got off 85 on the 101 here. I mean, it's a little bit quicker for me to go down here and catch 417 and, you know, head back down, you know, to Woodruff Road and get on the first loop there on Woodruff Road and take it to the second loop and catch 417 towards Simpsonville. But that's one reason I like staying off the interstate. I mean, it's just people so crazy anymore. They just don't care. Ain't nobody got no common sense no more. That's the problem. You know, they don't look at what the vehicles weigh. They don't look how fast they're going. They don't look at the condition that they're driving and how many vehicles is on the road. It's crazy. GN4, UBG.
Yeah, I think the whole world's gone crazy. I got a theory that 95% of the world's been infected with COVID. That's why you get all these crazy people on the news and stuff like that we see out there. They're COVID infected, it affects their brains.
Yeah, that's about the truth of it. I didn't look at that, but yeah, that's about the truth of it.
Here on the deck, watching the river flow by. And tomorrow I hope to be able to do some yard work, and next week I'll be out on Lake Hartwell, hopefully.
Kind of plan me a camping trip. It's just, I don't know, man, it's been crazy with this COVID stuff. I mean, last year I didn't get to go because they had shut down just about everything last year. I ended up going to Field Day and I took my camper up there for one night. And, I was going to go the first night and have two nights up there, but, that was pretty cool going up there for that. And that's about the only thing I'd done last year. I mean, just it wasn't nothing open, you know. And then this year, we was getting ready to plan a camping trip not long ago, and I had to go 40 hours negative in my PTO now due to the COVID again. My wife caught the COVID, and I had to be out, you know, company policy. And because we all tested positive for COVID. I know she tested positive, my mother-in-law tested positive, my little one that we got through DSS, he tested positive. He had it. I woke up Tuesday morning, I guess it's been about 3 weeks ago now, and turned around and I woke up. My sinus was killing me. I'm talking about literally killing me right behind my eyes. And, well, I turned around and went and got tested. I was the last one to walk in the building. And I felt like I could run a marathon. I mean, I didn't feel like anything was wrong with me. Well, turned around, got in there. I sat down, I came in, done my blood pressure. My blood pressure was off because she didn't do something right on my blood pressure. So they had to come back in there and redo it. So then she came in there and swabbed my nose and then took that thing to have it put in the machine to check for the COVID. Well, turned around, next thing I know, she came back in there. And the doctor came in. Well, the doctor finally looked at us and told us, he said, well, come on, every one of y'all going in the same room. So, I mean, I got to tell every one of y'all the same thing. So the best thing I can do is to, you know, do it with all four of y'all at the same time. That way everybody hears it, you know, at one time. And then turned around. He said, we all tested positive. He said, everything y'all need to know is in these papers right here, and he explained it to us, and that was it. Now we was gone.
Me and my wife, we have not gotten infected yet. Clear of COVID. My wife has a condition where COVID would be very deadly, so we keep a very low profile.
But that's what we was trying to do. I mean, especially my wife. I mean, yeah, she just had a pacemaker put in last year on the second month, ninth day, or something. One other those 2 days, she had a pacemaker put in. We was trying to keep her, you know, under the tarp and not, you know, not let nothing get into her. But you know, I don't know. I don't know where she got it from. You know, I don't know if I've accidentally took something home and gave it to her. I mean, which I never felt sick until that one morning, but she was already sick before that. But my oldest stepson came over, and he was sneezing and carrying on. So I don't know if she got it from him, because he thought it was his allergies, but he tested positive for COVID. And then turned around, my stepdaughter, about a week before that, she came over. And she was sick as a dog and didn't feel good, but she wasn't coughing or sneezing or nothing. And, you know, she thought she might have just had a stomach bug or something. And everybody else in their family went and tested. And, you know, they tested negative, so she didn't get tested. So, I mean, we really don't know. I mean, I don't know where it came from. You know, the partner works with me at work. I don't know, he's out so many times with his kids and stuff, so I don't know if he might have brought something home and gave it to me. And, you know, to me, it might not have been that bad, and then turned around, and when my wife ended up with it, it could have been really bad.
For YKK. Here, I had to swap out my battery. My radio came down with COVID. Man, it shut down, so I had to put a new battery in it. Yeah, that COVID it's pretty wild. I was saying before, my wife had to, we had to lay low because my wife has a condition where COVID would be very bad for her. I mean, not a couple people get hospitalized with COVID. So far, we've been very lucky. We have tried to avoid it as best as possible there.
I do, man. That's the best thing to do. I'm going to tell you, when it come up to me that I had COVID, I ain't going to lie to you. It felt like I woke up that morning with a sinus infection and, you know, or not a sinus infection, but with my sinuses killing me, you know, because it was right in behind my eyeballs, right by the bottom, you know, bottom of my eyeballs, about where your sinuses cut up at. And my left ear felt like he was taking something long and sticking it in there and touching my eardrum, and it was making a sharp pain in my ear. And my nose was stopped up that morning. That was basically about it. I mean, I could just feel my sinuses draining in my throat. And it just blew my mind when I went up there to, you know, to talk to the doctor. You know, I figured he was going to tell me, sure as the world, it was my sinuses. But when he came back here and told me I tested positive for COVID, it was just hard for me to believe. I just wanted to go somewhere else and get tested. You know, because I think because my mother-in-law had it, my little one had it, and my wife had it, I'm pretty sure that he went ahead and tested me positive.
Well, my mother had it, and either one of my sisters caught it from her. And my little sister, she was exposed by my mother, and recently she worked in the daycare, and she had a child who had COVID, and the father had COVID, and she didn't catch COVID. So it's a hit and miss. You're really rolling the dice with it. You don't know if you're going to catch it, if you're not going to catch it. If you do catch it, how bad it'll be. It could be good or it could be bad. So it's a roll of the dice.
And a buddy of mine told me that it was really based on what type of blood that you had. You know, A type or something, you know, there's a certain type of blood that you got that it don't really bother that bad. And, I mean, I might have fell into that, you know, I mean, but I never got sick from it. I never had no symptoms like they had. I mean, for what I had was about four or 5 hours that morning until I got up and got to moving, and the rest of the day I felt good. You know, the whole 11 days or 13 days or whatever it was that he put me out of work, you know, I mean, all that was, I mean, I was sitting at home just bored to death. I mean, I felt like I could have went to work. I mean, I didn't lose my taste or my smell or none of that stuff. I mean, I could still taste. I mean, I could smell the pollen. I mean, everything. I mean, just like nothing ever happened to me. And, but yeah, I mean, it's really hard to tell. I mean, it hits people different ways. I mean, that's a sad thing, but, you know, I mean, in a way, it's a good thing. You know, some of the people that gets hit, you know, hopefully that, you know, they got the right type of blood that it don't really bother them that bad. Because I know a lot of people that he hit, you know, that some of the people that I know passed away from it, you know. And I hate to see that for anybody, you know, because my mother-in-law's in the hospital right now, she's in rehab right now, but she's having a really hard time. I mean, she's so weak, they said her legs are like noodles.
Mess, I've been reading, there's some genetic aspect to it, like, if you get genes like from like Sweden for your ancestries, you might not catch it. They seem like those people with the Sweden genes are somewhat immune to it. That's where my family ancestors are from. We were Vikings, so far it's, you know, somebody with my father's gene line has not been infected. So knock on wood, I'm not going to test it, but nobody in my father's bloodline has been infected yet. So there got to be something on that.
For EBG. Yeah, Roger. That's well, I mean, that's kind of the way it is on my dad's side of the family. I think my mom's side of the family was the same way, you know. And I mean, that might have been why it didn't bother me that bad neither, you know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I mean, it just hit me like a sinuses would that morning, and it was almost like I, you know, when I went outside and cleared my head up, you know, hawking and coughing and got rid of it, all of it. I mean, I was fine to go. It's like I used Flonex or, you know, something, and for my allergies, and it cleared right up. But, I mean, it could have been the NyQuil, too. I mean, that NyQuil, I was taking about two and a half cups of that stuff and that. And it really helped me. I ain't gonna lie to you, it really helped me. Because I've heard, you know, even people talking on the radio, people that drink and stuff, that does alcohol, a lot of them people don't end up with it. People that smoke don't hardly end up with it. And, you know, I quit smoking about over a month ago. And I had that feeling when I quit smoking, I was gonna catch it.
Oh, YQK. I've heard that. I used to smoke too. Had a friend make a comment when he quit smoking, he started catching, you know, sinus infections all the time. And he insists when he smoked, he didn't catch colds. So there could be something to that.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we don't really know. I mean, bad out there. Well, it's just like now, I heard on the radio again the other day that there's another part of this stuff that's out there that's just like the COVID that they say has been out there for years. And it's got the same symptoms as the COVID, but it's not COVID. And mighty funny, man, we have never heard about this stuff. You know, I mean, my whole life, I've never heard about COVID. I've never heard about no symptoms like COVID. I've never, you know, the flu and pneumonia and stuff like that. Yeah, we heard about it. And then we had the swine flu and all that stuff that came through here. People got sick off that. You know, I just think it's just an environmental experiment that people playing with to do whatever to, you know, like a biochemical warfare thing or something that somebody's turning loose and letting it go, you know. There's just so many people on Earth that they're trying to get rid of. That's the only thing that I can think about.
YQK. The COVID-19 was a laboratory virus that was added function to it where it makes humans get easier infected over there in Chinese lab. Heard the same story. Now, they got a new mutation down there in Brazil that's killing people in their 30s and 40s now that I was reading about today. The Australians had a big article about that. It's a P1 variant of the COVID-19. And with this one, even if you already had COVID, you can still get infected with this one. So somebody's got to be releasing different versions of this out there. Flu don't mutate that much. This thing does.
Roger. Yeah, I just feel like that they're trying to thin out the population. That's exactly what I feel like, and I feel like it's coming to the one world order. That's kind of what I'm feeling like, you know. I mean, everybody you speak to out there, you know, the first thing that they bring up is, you know, China. China owns us right now. All the money we've got from China and everything else, they own us right now. You know, and I don't never see all this money ever being paid off. Because you take a thought, all the money that we're borrowing from them to pay what we have to pay, you know, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, it's really ridiculous. And if we can't come up with the money to pay our stuff and we have to borrow it from China, okay, well, how are we ever going to come up with the money to pay China off? You know, that's the thing that I've sat back and looked at. And everybody that you talk to about this thing that's going on now, that's the first thing that they say.
That is on to be dependent on the government. Have your own land, not dependent on for your retirement, for your Social Security and stuff. Because they won't be there in about 20 years. I really doubt we'll have a government in 20 years. And I guess wish China best luck trying to collect that money from government don't exist anymore.
The thing, you know, in 20 to 24 more years, that's when I'm retiring. You know, I mean, I'm 42 now, and, you know, by the time I get ready to retire, it's going to be, you know, in about 20, 24 more years, you know, so I can get full retirement, you know, 65 or whatever, you know. I might end up having to retire at 62 if I make it that far, you know, if it's still here then. You know, that's going to be the question. That's the same thing I try to tell, the young kids in the family. You know, we might not have no retirement by the time we ever get there, and I know they probably won't. You know, that's the sad part.
Like in our 20s, there ain't going to be no retirement of the Social Security then. Social Security will be gone in about 20 years, so I just highly recommend people fend for themselves. Get your land paid for, don't have any debts, and have a way to support yourself in your retirement years, you know, like little services and stuff. If your land's paid for, you don't need much money to live off of.
Money to live off of, especially if everything's paid for, you know, that's you pay it in is really what you need to be paying, you know. If you ain't got no car payment, you just paying for your tag and insurance. You know, then maybe a cell phone, then your power bill, water bill, or whatever, you know, sewage and all that stuff in together. I mean, if push come to shove, I mean, you could really go away with trash service. You know, you can be, everybody can take their own trash off. I mean, they're, you know what I'm saying, the people that can get out and do, you know what I'm saying, not 80 and 90 year old people that, you know, have to depend on the trash service. But, you know, some of the younger generation could pitch in and help with that, you know.
I got an acre of land, about 400 feet riverfront. I got a well. I got good soil for planting. We don't have trash service out here, so I haul the trash to the dump. I got a septic tank, and if it need be, I can drink the water out of that well. So I'm pretty well set down here.
The best way to be, man. That's where I'd love to be sitting, but God knows I'm not. I'm sitting right outside of city limits. I'm hooked on to Lawrence County Water Works. I have Lawrence Electric as far as power. You know, I don't have no well. But don't get me wrong now, there's a creek back there, and I know how to dam it up and hook me up on it if I had to. You know, because I did come from down in the valley of West Virginia. We really had it hard back there. I mean, you had mountain water, you know, I mean, trust me, a lot better water and stuff than what you have here. Here, you taste the bleach and the chlorine and all that stuff. Back there, no. It's almost like drinking purified water.
Dam that creek up so you can run a little generator. Yourself a water filtration system, and that will work pretty good there. And dig yourself a septic tank so you don't have to rely on the city sewer system.
M4UBG. Roger. Well, I got the septic tank. I just don't have the water. You know, I mean, it's city water. But yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong now. I mean, I can come up with some stuff. We did it back home, you know, and worked out fine for many, 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 many years. I left West Virginia, I think I was 20, 21 years old when I left West Virginia. I think I was 20 years old when I came down here, I think. And I've been here for almost 23 years. I was 3 months into 99 when I moved here. And 3 months into 99 until now, so I guess that's about 22, 23 years I've been here.
JFRYQK. Let's see, who was that thing that song? Country Boy Can Survive. Know how to do a trout line, they can skin a deer. And I got plenty of that around here. Lots of deer, lots of pig. We got turkey out in these woods. I got bass, trout, and catfish in this river.
Country Boy survived, definitely. Ain't no doubt about that.
For what, QK? I thought I heard another station in there. Have you heard from Dave lately? Dave Watson lately?
I hadn't heard him. Really hasn't been on the radio too much. I mean, I'm kind of only on and off during the day, but I'm not, you know, on it in the evening time. Yep, I hadn't heard from a lot of people. Hopefully to get back in, checking back in at night time again. I think I checked in the other night, Echo Link, Wednesday night, and I think that was about it. Hope to get to check in tonight if I'm at home. If not, hopefully I'll be out somewhere in this truck tonight if I get a call. But looks like rain doesn't set in. That's a bad thing when you have to go on 24-hour call somewhere.
Rain, I thought it was supposed to be storming and heavy rain. It's just kind of a steady drizzle out here right now. The weather's not it's not that bad of what I thought it was going to be. Now for the net, I'll be checking in on the Patriot net on Korean 995 tonight at 10 o'clock. That's a pretty good net there on 80 meters.
Not on the 80 meters. I can't go to 80 meters. I still got to get my general class license for that one. I was working on it before the COVID hit, but by the time the COVID took place. Everybody started getting sick. You know, they canceled a lot of your classes and stuff, and the test sessions. And I was like, okay. Well, I kept studying for a little while, never did hear nothing back from anybody giving one. I said, okay, well, I ain't going to worry about it for a while. We just wait till the COVID thing's over with, and I'll do it then. But there was a place that was online that was actually doing it, like, you know, camera to camera. Like he was interviewing on a computer or whatever. There was people doing that. And, well, needless to say, I missed out on that one because I didn't catch any good blast of it. They closed that part down, and some of the places started back doing it virtually, and or not virtually, but in person. And just ain't got back to studying yet. Hopefully I'll get back to studying before long.
They're testing here. I think they are testing here locally. Well, that's something worth getting. Get your general class there so you can hop up on those bands and stuff. I spend a lot of time on HF. That's where I hang out. I do the digital modes and stuff. And on Saturday night, I do the voice.
It's pretty fun, man. I mean, I get up on 80 and 40 and 20 and, you know, listen at times. And you hear some really kind of good conversations at times up there. You know, and... it's something to listen to, man. I mean, sometimes I get in there and tune off into some of the, like, AM frequencies and stuff to listen to radio and, you know, where they broadcast worldwide and stuff like that. And sometimes I get in there and listen to some of that stuff. That's pretty cool to listen to. There's a lot of different stations out there. Some of the old 60s music, 40s music. And, you know, I mean, they love... A lot of comical stuff up in there that you can listen to.
Chasing the military station and pirate station, trying to find those guys. I'll run up, but then I'll stay up all night looking for mystery stations.
I heard some stuff a while back. I can't remember which band I was on, but I heard some stuff, and I could have just about said 199% sure that it was military. Because, I mean, the way that they was saying stuff was a lot different than what you sit up and listen to other people hear about, you know. And they was coming in pretty good. They came in for about 20 minutes, and after about 20 minutes, they just disappeared. It's like the band shifted.
Military traffic on those bands, on the lower bands and stuff, will be an upper voice instead of lower. I think it's not ham radio people who will do lower voice on the lower freaks there. But the military, they operate upper voice. Occasionally you can hear them unsecure before the net starts. Then they'll go secure and they'll kind of disappear, but they're still there. But you won't hear them when they go secure.
UBG. Yeah, Roger. That's, well, I've been trying to tune in, you know, trying to find some of the military stuff to listen to, but, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of it around here. I mean, you know, you think Donaldson Center over here, as many antennas they have up over at Donaldson Center, you would think that Armory, you know, you would think that they'd be on there doing something, you know, but I don't hardly hear anything.
Be either VHF or UHF. Your HF traffic would be like your aircraft and overseas and the strategic nets and stuff like that would be on your HF.
Let me take a standby right quick. I got a telephone call coming in. Hang on just a minute.
FRYQK. Standby.